T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, do we have a show planned for you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good Gronk, to go. Good
Gronk
to go.
Gronk will be joining us at some point. That's how good this show is.
Yep. Not going to talk about how shaky I am. What?
That's awesome.
There
is so much to get to and so many things to cover and so much fun to be had. This is the one, buddy. This is the one they're going to remember us for.
No doubt about
it. When it's all over, said and done, this will be the one. This is it. This is the one. We're going to talk to everybody, and we've got just so much fun stuff planned for you. And let's start the conversation with the simple fact that that the Bulls got a first-round draft pick for Nico. That's the headline, okay?
And Nico got paid.
Whatever else you want to – yeah, you know what? Nothing else matters. They got the first-round draft pick for Nico. And, you know, I love all the Chicago guys. But I just hope Anthony Davis never hits another shot because it is
– You want that pick to be –
I want that pick like 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
9?
8?
How about 6?
That's as far as we can go.
It's protected 1 through 5.
That's right.
So number 6 overall, that sounds like a plan. Maybe the 2nd and 6th picks in the draft. Wouldn't that be a nice way of rebooting a reboot?
Any chance Nico punches out Antonio and helps out the cause?
Any chance that someone takes a swing at Nico?
Yeah, which Pelican most likely to lay out Nico within a week's time?
You'd have to say Boogie Cousins.
I was going to say.
But he won't be there.
Right. Exactly. I'm going with Jrue Holiday because I think his brother's going to tell him a couple stories.
He's going to give him the scout report.
Hey, you're not going to like this guy.
Yeah.
So he'll go in with a chip on his. No, come on. Nico's a good guy.
Nico wants his shots. Maybe Antonio gets under his skin and bang. Next thing you know, Pelicans.
Rondo have any bad blood from?
Best teammate ever.
Wow.
What's the goat? You got the goat. He's the boat. Best of all time. That's his favorite, bestest buddy teammate of all time. Although he hasn't had many of them.
He's the tote. He's the teammate of all time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cheers. Let's have a tote to that.
Well, that is the big news. The Bulls shipped Nico to the Pelicans. Yes, indeed, they did. For the protected through the first 5 picks, the protected draft pick, first-round draft pick, and they also had to give up a 2nd, but they get Omer Sheik, Tony Allen, who was apparently immediately waived, and Jameer Nelson, who could be sticking around for a little while anyway. And they give up the 2nd-round pick. The Bulls received a $12.5 million trade exemption in that deal, too.
Nice.
So why don't you explain what a $12.5 million trade exemption is to our listeners? I saw someone tweeted at us yesterday. For those of us that don't know, what is that?
It's a salary slot. So you're moving forward. Is it start next season? It's a future salary slot. So it gives you more salary cap flexibility. You have the hard cap, but there are not to get too technical, but in the CBA, there are mid-level exceptions.
Right.
Certain players fit into certain categories because of their expiring contracts. And, so it just gives the Bulls more flexibility to sign a Nico was $12.5 million.
Right. You can sign a player like that
type of player.
It,
yeah. Right. Yeah. That without it counting against your cap.
Salary cap.
Right.
The first round pick, again, as we said, is protected 1 through 5. The Pelicans were what? 7th in the West entering play on Thursday. That means that they're in line for the number 17 pick. So at the point of the trade, it would have been the 17th pick. And that can go one way or another, depending on how Nico plays and people wondering why. Why do you make that deal? Well, I think you make that deal in part to keep Anthony Davis.
You do. Absolutely you do. To get that fan base fully on board, you need to be a playoff team. You need to be in postseason basketball to take that next step. And then
they want to preserve the spot they're in.
Yes.
Because Boogie Cousins has gone down with the it was a Achilles injury, and so they presumably want him back. But they, more than anything else, they don't want Anthony Davis leaving,
right.
And they don't want to lose the fact that they can get a fan base by making the playoffs. So for them, it makes sense. They are rumored to be getting Greg Monroe, who is going to be cut any minute, right? I don't know if he was cut yesterday. So they could bring in Greg Monroe, and then they have – so he could be the kind of defensive guy, and then they bring in Nico, and Nico will play a lot more there.
Oh, absolutely.
He'll get more minutes. He was averaging just under 18 points, right?
He'll be their best three-point shooter, yeah.
So he'll give them a little outside to go with the inside, and maybe that makes Anthony Davis believe in the long-term plan, which is one of the things they're trying to sell him on.
Trust the process.
The Bulls were – I mean, if you're a Bulls fan, 14-11 when Nico played this season, 4-22 when he didn't. So he made a huge difference for the Bulls, and there is some school of thought that the Bulls may get a higher draft pick now that Nico is gone and not there to play.
Because they currently sit fifth in the four-player draft, right?
They do. They sit fifth out of, from the top, from the bottom.
Right.
The top being the bottom. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Number one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah. It's just information I was given. And the Bulls also, well, we got John Paxson is going to join us at 8 o'clock. So we'll get a chance to talk to John Paxson about this trade. The Bulls themselves are going to join us en masse at 2:15 on Saturday. That's when they make their debut on the Score. We got we have the new flagship station for the Chicago Bulls. And that will debut Saturday at 2:15 right here. So we get to talk to Pax today, and then tomorrow you get to hear the whole team. How about that? And no, so as far as I go, I think those are the only two words I can get
out. I think
out.
Everyone can, as far as the Bulls introductions go, we all can get that far with the Tommy Edwards.
So you're saying that it's nothing special. Can you kick up the music, please, again? And Brian, it's your turn. Okay. Well, I guess everyone can do it then. I thought I had something special going. Kevin, can you try it? Play the music and do it yourself.
And now.
Yeah. Did you give yourself a little reverb there?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I got tricks back here.
Yeah, it's not
interesting.
Fair.
A guy wearing a shirt like that can.
Kevin is in honor of the Purple People Eaters.
Is that what that is?
I thought he thought Minnesota was in the Super Bowl.
Marked down 5:13. First time you guys mentioned my.
Well, I thought
my
Dustin
sweatshirt.
Started.
Yeah,
I thought
that was
Dustin
off the air. That's different.
That doesn't count?
That's fair game.
It's a nice look for
yeah.
you. There's not many people can pull it off.
You pull it off. What now? What is that? An homage to? Or
it's
is it
not? It's just a sweatshirt with
there's no
tentacles and
him.
Outer space and
I asked
and,
him what
and
he says.
Very purpley and
it's purple
maroony and
yeah.
And Dustin said he would come in without a shirt on rather than wear that.
I think that
he also said it's something that his daughters would be forced to wear in some sort of a dance competition.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they held that. They held that
very
up,
on the nose.
They held that up in front of Gronk, and if he didn't get dizzy, he was good to go.
Gronk cleared to play. That's right. I said it. Gronk has been cleared to play in Super Bowl 52. He was part of the Patriots media session on Thursday afternoon, And Belichick went to the Thunder
for about 10 minutes.
T-Wolves game. He got a chance to see Jimmy,
and they were showing off. They would just whipping on.
They knew he was there. They knew he was there. And a handful of Eagles players are sick, but they're all expected to be ready by Saturday. By Sunday. Excuse me. The whole world is sick.
Yes,
right? There's something.
This
going
is
around.
The worst case.
They
worst
said that
flu.
The flu vaccine is only 10% useful. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it helps minimize the symptoms. It doesn't
right.
actually. This hour on the Score brought to us by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
There's a gentleman by the name of Jordan Howard who was talking. He was at the Super Bowl, and he's saying that, the offense was god-awful, and there's a reason it was so bad because everybody would shout out their plays before they ran. Is that breaking news? Didn't we think that guy?
It's one thing for the broadcasters to be telling you run, run, pass. Is that information that he could have shared in midseason? And here's the thing about Dal Logans. If he asked about Tariq Cohen, you got more Tariq Cohen on Sunday. If he asked about more, Jordan Howard,
yeah.
Next thing, I can,
He was dialing up no gains, wasn't that?
Yeah, but whatever you suggested to him on his press availability, the next game you saw more of whomever he asked about.
The Blackhawks,
yeah,
the Blackhawks winning streak. The Blackhawks, that's over.
While you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping, they lost to the Canucks. It was 4-2.
The Sedin twins are still out there
skating around. Nick Schmaltz and Alex DeBrincat scored, and Keith with an assist on both of them.
That's not a good Canucks team, by the way.
Blackhawks are at the Flames on Saturday.
If you're going to be a playoff team, you need to win those games. You need to keep that big momentum going off in Nashville.
All right, we'll get to the rest of it. We'll get to all of it in the 5 at 5 next. It's Mully and Haley on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Do you like the Nico Mirotić trade? And who won it, the Bulls or the Pelicans?
I like it a lot, and I like it for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that you really had no choice but to trade the guy. You know, the guy wanted out. It wasn't like you could talk sense into him and try to figure out who he really was and whether it would work in the future. He wanted out. He had to go. You had to make a move. I like it a lot. To get a first-round pick for him is unbelievable. If you had told me before the season they were getting a first-round pick, I would have been you would have seen disbelief cross my face. After he got knocked out and his face broken, if you told me they'd trade him for a first-round pick, I flat out would have laughed at you. I would have laughed. And the idea that they got a first-round pick is huge. Who won the trade? It's one of those rare trades where I understand why the New Orleans Pelicans are doing what they're doing. In my mind, the Bulls won the trade, but I think in their mind, they probably won the trade. They feel good about it. They got a guy that can help them, and they went from a first-round to a second-round pick. So whatever player they get, they figure it's not going to be that great a player. I think the Bulls won that trade.
Do I like it? Yes, because I don't believe we've spent as much time talking about a guy who really, in the great pantheon of Chicago sports, did as much or as little as Nico did. I mean, we spent more time in the last few weeks talking about Nico than we have about Jake Arrieta in his future. Think about that, right? Because been there, done that. Thanks, Jake. We got a World Series. Who cares? Maybe you're back, maybe you're not. But boy, you know, what's going to happen to Nico? I won because I love Tony Allen. And I'm going to be the first in line for my Tony Allen Bulls jersey. I will be wearing it with pride at the United Center.
I don't think that's the way it works.
And when I was covering the Bulls, what I remember of Tony Allen is the Chicago Police Department was usually waiting for him down by the locker room. And a lot of times the team didn't allow him to show up at the United Center because they knew the police were waiting for him. So I'm going to guess, just go out on a limb, that Tony's not going to bounce a ball for the Bulls. Nico wins in the immediate. Nico gets $12.5 million in his bank account. He wins, so he got the second year guaranteed. The Bulls certainly win, Mully. I'm with you. I think they were going to get a first round pick for Nico Mirotić anytime. And ultimately,
he wanted out, and everybody knew it. Right, that's what's unbelievable about it. Well, he wanted out; everyone knew it, and they still got a first round.
God bless the NBA because it's a circumstance thing. There's a team desperate enough in the Pelicans that they know this is not necessarily a good trade for them long term, but that doesn't matter. They overpaid to keep a star. It's a star driven league. We got a young star; we got to keep him happy. We have an injured star; we got to re-sign him and keep him interested. And so the Pelicans are the ones who ultimately may win. I mean, if, in fact, they get to the postseason and Antonio Davis sticks around and they find a way to pay Boogie Cousins, then they probably will think this deal was a good one for them, too. So everyone's a winner.
How did this go over in the Mulligan household?
Oh,
Omer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big time for us. I'm a little bit worried, to be brutally honest.
No Bulls games the rest of the year?
No.
He's back.
Oh, God.
An oldie but a goodie.
Bad contract. Don't like it. Love the deal. When the news came out the other day, we were shocked that they could get a first-round pick. What could be a pretty good first-round pick for Nico Mirotić. Bulls won the deal. Pelicans, I don't know what's happening there. The story everyone's going with, so Anthony Davis will stay in New Orleans. Wait. Take a step back. He's going to stay in New Orleans because you're bringing in Nico Mirotić?
Yes.
And you're going to make the playoffs and lose in the first round to Golden State, Houston, or San Antonio?
He didn't have to recruit him either. So just think about that. He didn't have to pick up the phone and call him or go to dinner with him or anything.
It seems like quite a leap people are taking there. So the Bulls definitely won the deal. Nico, get out. They didn't want him here. He didn't want to be here. He doesn't fit their plan. My only concern right now, the Pelicans, two of the last three games of the year when we're going to be rooting against them, against Golden State and San Antonio, word they're going to be sitting their entire starting lineup in those games.
I don't know what's not to like about this deal. And I wasn't a huge Nico detractor or anything like that, but the writing was on the wall for quite some time here. The fact that they were able to get a first rounder, and like Joe said, you know, I think New Orleans at this point will probably drop out of the top eight in the Western Conference. It's not, you know, no disrespect to Nico, but he's not exactly DeMarcus Cousins, and I think that team's going to struggle a little bit without having.
And there are enough bad teams that they're not going to. It's not going to be top five, right? I mean,
exactly.
We know
it's going to be right in that sweet spot. I think from probably 6 to 12, anywhere around there, which would be great. The Bulls get their own pick, which will be in the top five, presumably. They get another pick, best case scenario, in the top 10. It's a great deal. And Brian, I'm with you. I really wish Tony Allen were able to stay here and just play one game with the Bulls. I think it would be a real treat. A real Chicago guy.
Yes.
A real scary dude
mm-hmm.
in every aspect.
Yes.
Love Tony Allen.
Mm-hmm. As far as he knows.
Oh, I'll let him know right now.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't like the trade, but as you guys have all pointed out, they got a first-round pick, and who would have ever thought they would have gotten a first-round pick? I mean, the guy. Listen, we're not there. We don't have that privilege to be behind the curtain. Clearly didn't want to be here. Clearly was pouting the last couple of days. I can't believe this move got made. Congratulations to the Bulls.
Bulls VP John Paxson said, "You will be seeing more Paul Zipser, Chris Felicio, and Cameron Payne this season. Does that mean you will be seeing less Bulls games?"
No, as long as Chris Dunn gets back up and running and Lauri Markkanen is back from his personal leave and Zach LaVine's got his legs up, there's still going to be plenty of reason to watch the Bulls. That said, there'll be a nice balance there. You get to watch the core group do what they do, and then the guys like Chris Felicio and Cameron Payne will balance that out and kind of offset. You have to have your checks and balances. You don't want to be too good with the young talent, so you give enough bad talent out there. And just no more David Nwaba, because we know that the record of the Bulls of 25 minutes of him on the floor, pretty damn good. So if you want to tank, you got to make sure that you balance the good with the bad. And so as long as Chris Dunn and LaVine and Markkanen are out there, I'll be watching.
Well,
and listening.
I will not be watching. I won't be seeing more Bulls games or less Bulls games. The question is, I'll be listening on the radio. I don't know if you heard or not. 670 The Score, the new radio home for your Chicago Bulls. It starts, and now, the start. It starts tomorrow at 2:15.
And Swirsky is going to run through a wall for us. Did you see that? He posted that we're family now.
Chuck Swirsky will be painting the picture. I will be listening to it. Bill Wennington will be adding his thoughts. It's going to be great. Cashel on the Steve Cashel, our buddy, on the pregame and the postgame. I'm telling you, it's going to be riveting stuff. And they will somehow make a Cameron Payne sound good, if that's humanly possible. I don't hate Zipser. I'd like to see what Felicio could do. We haven't seen him at all this year,
and cash
I know
checks.
They gave him a contract, but there was a reason. They thought he was a young guy that could help him. And as far as Cameron Payne is concerned, that one I don't get. But
if they can turn Felicio into a first round pick, now this is Hall of Fame stuff. This is Hall of Fame front office stuff right there.
Well, presumably there's more moves to be made.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like we got another what?
6 days.
So. Who's going? Holiday's going. Maybe
Robin Lopez.
Well, he might bring you a second round pick, right? I don't think much more, but I don't think they're done to get that second round pick back. I as you said, I'm still interested in the core. A lot of people think it's one of the best young cores in basketball. We'll ask Pax if he thinks that's accurate. And I'm gonna be listening on the score.
Pax is back to being the face. They bring in Doug Collins, and we suddenly feel great about the Bulls. The tank is back on. The sweeper sound effect is rolling. Markkanen, sit out as long as you want. Done. Concussions are really concerning. Yeah, it does mean I'll watch less games, but I'll still be on top of what's going on with the Bulls. 3 games ahead of Atlanta only. for the worst record in the NBA. It's going to be interesting. Those bottom eight teams, only 3.5 games separate all of them.
Scramble.
I'll probably be watching the same amount of Bulls games. Brian, like you said, you know, the three core pieces of the future will all still have big roles. Going forward, I have some sort of sick fascination with campaign. It's like a car crash. You can't help but watch this idiot try to dribble a basketball.
I know there's a basketball player in there. I'm going to make sure I'm watching when he
somewhere
he
in that head of hair.
When he reveals himself.
Is it wrong that I do believe that there's some Samson effect going on? If he just cut his hair, he'd play better?
A reverse Samson effect.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. What do you think? Does the hair bother me because he can't play? If he could play, I'd be like, wow, look at him.
Sure. You know, then I think that's fair. You know, so he's only 23. It didn't look like he had any ability or skill as a basketball player.
The last didn't look like he belonged in the league.
No, and I've heard from some people that he's not exactly the best guy off the court either.
Oh,
so here's us rooting for campaign 2018.
Was he put on relief? That type of thing? No.
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Is he like as bad as the other guy you were mentioning, or like
no.
maybe a good tag team, or
no.
Not as serious with the whole campaign. Just signing autographs for kids and just being a jerk.
Ah, gotcha. Yes, I'm contractually obligated to watch the Bears. them too. The Bulls. It's football time. It's Super Bowl. Just a couple days away. We're talking a lot of Bulls. Anyway, yeah, the Bulls. I'll be watching. Sure, absolutely.
Not staying out of Bulls business.
Who will win the Super Bowl by what score, and can you predict an MVP, please?
I can't believe I'm going to do this because I really don't feel good about it. And I did have to make a pick, and I wound up picking the Eagles, and I feel like I made an error. I didn't want to pick the Eagles. I decided I was going to go with the Eagles. And the reason I wanted to go with the Eagles is because I felt that they had played better opponents, and they had been pretty damn good doing it. You know, Atlanta was a red hot team, and they beat them at home. I know it was at home, and then they welcome in Minnesota, and they really beat the hell out of them. And Minnesota was the number one defense in the league this year because, in part, they match that fast track that they play on, that the Super Bowl will be on in Minnesota. So I'm thinking that maybe the Eagles on that faster track, on that perfect environment indoors, will see the best of them. I think that Tom Brady is the best player in the game, obviously, what he's achieved. And I do believe in the idea that Belichick will win the fourth quarter, which is why they will win the game. But I can't really pick another position where I believe that New England is significantly better than, you know, I guess Gronk coming back. But still, I think that they're a really well-rounded, good football team. I think that the problem I have is that they've lost their quarterback and their left tackle, and it's hard to believe a team could overcome that. But they are really a well-balanced team, and I do believe that New England – is average at best on defense. They're not that good. They shouldn't be as good as they are. I also like Jim Schwartz as a coach, and I like what they've done offensively and some of the stuff with Nick Foles. So, unfortunately, against my better judgment, I will go with I think the Eagles will have better special teams and better defense, so I'm going to go with them. And I will pick I guess Foles has to be the MVP then, which makes no sense, and I don't like that. I'll say Fletcher Cox, but they'll take him out of the game. That's a bad one. What about Long off the edge? I don't know. Somebody on defense will be the MVP.
What are the odds on a defensive MVP?
I think it will be in honor of the defense that has Tom Brady in a bad position.
If you can get a prop
down on
that. I'll
go with Nick Foles for the sake of this argument because I don't have the names in front of me. But I would, because I'm being such a moron by betting against New England, I will take – whoever the highest odds are, I don't know if you have it in front of you, Joe, to be the defensive MVP.
How about Graham? Edge rusher. I saw him 100-1 earlier this week.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, that's vacation money. Yeah.
Two of the last 4 years, linebackers MVP, Von Miller, Malcolm Smith.
Hmm.
You see, Brian?
But a lineman, I just didn't think.
Well, I mean, Fletcher Cox, they're gonna block the hell out of him.
Yeah,
he's
and
the best
Long
player.
is you know, he's been good in the playoffs,
yes,
but
yeah.
that's why they might be concerned with him. So I think, Joe, that's not a bad idea. I like it, Brian. I like it very much.
Everyone we talked to this week has picked the Eagles, even though they prefaced it with, well, I never would bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but ... And then they made the case for Philadelphia. So being the contrarian that I am, I was immediately starting to think Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. And then I open up USA Today. Their six quote-unquote experts all have the Patriots and all have Tom Brady winning the MVP.
Good.
I mean, you're getting a nice balance.
Now I feel good.
But I think it speaks to the conflict of this game. You know, Joe and I have talked on the air and off the air. Molly, this 4.5-point spread, it's gone to 6 and 6.5, down to 4.5, now to 4, and then back to 4.5. No one seems to have a real handle on this. But I'm going to pick the Patriots, and the public is loving the over, so I'm going to go the under. I'll go, 24-17.
I picked 24-21 in the paper, so I forgot to say that. That's the under.
Yeah, that's the under. Because the over has creeped up a half tick to 48.5 now in some places. And, there's one thing about Tom Brady. Fourth quarter or overtime scoring drives for the five Super Bowls he's participated less that they've won. So you would think that no lead is safe with Tom Brady if he has the ball in the fourth quarter. So I guess Tom Brady gets another award.
It feels like everyone is on Philadelphia right now. But that's what it feels like because the headlines are the million-dollar bets. But is that really what's happening? Some are projecting about 60-40 tickets and money on Philadelphia, and they're expecting $4.7 billion to be bet on this game. Very little of that money is in. That's going to happen in the next 72 hours, most of the betting. I feel like it's a lot of recency bias and a lot of wishful thinking, all this Eagles money that's rolling in. Here's what the people in Vegas are saying right now, that the betting on this game so far feels like Mayweather-McGregor. Like you're hoping something happened.
Wow.
Do you want to bet less to win more?
My God, I'm on McGregor.
My prediction and what I want to happen are a couple of different things. I hope the Eagles win. I think the Patriots win by a score.
Why do you hope that they win?
Well, Eagles 40-1.
Futures bet. You were on that. You were the man with the wisdom and the foresight.
Yeah, but now I've got to hedge big time. I'm finding multiple ways to hedge. I think the Patriots win 23-20. Tom Brady MVP.
Yeah, I'm not picking Nick Foles to beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. I'm not picking Doug Peterson to beat Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl. I'm picking the Patriots to win. They're going to cover 20-13. Brandon Cooks, though, will be the MVP. How do you like that one, Joe?
We're
going to get some value there.
Work?
He's going to catch some touchdown passes, my friend.
Yeah, who's going to throw him?
Yeah.
But Deion Branch won a freaking Super Bowl MVP, didn't he?
And all voters
against
regret
Philly.
It.
If James White can't win an MVP, three touchdowns,
yeah.
Nobody's winning. If the Patriots win, maybe there's a share. Maybe there's a shared MVP, which I'm going to mention in a second, but there's no way.
His little hands.
I'd pay to see that fight again, I gotta tell you.
and a man.
All right, so 30-10 Patriots.
Wow.
30-10 Patriots.
I feel much better about myself.
Hopefully I've got zero in the hopefully I got zeros in my square.
Are
numbers.
You gonna wager an alternate line?
Might be, Brian, in two questions from now, we're gonna talk about what's your favorite prop bet. So stand by for that one. And Brady and Gronk share the MVP. Brady and Gronk share the MVP.
Did you just tease a question mid 5 at 5?
I did.
That's pretty good.
That's radio expertise magic right there.
That's why he's teaching.
That's right.
Illinois Media
Professor.
School. Come check us out. IMS. I am.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Will Brian Urlacher be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday? Or will it take another year? Dustin just left the room screaming.
I thought it was more of sighing. I don't know, Brian. What do you make of Brian Urlacher's chances?
covered him for years, been around it, you know, so maybe the heart is going to speak here instead of the head. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. And I get the Ray Lewis, and you can't have two guys in the same position. And Urlacher's not Ray Lewis. I mean, I don't really – I'm rooting for Brian Urlacher. I'm going to say he should be, and I believe he will be. And if he's not, I would think that an injustice has been done. And, you know, make him wait another year, fine, whatever. But I think he deserves to be in.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I think I was at every game he played. I think I – was covering the team. I know I was covering the team, but I think I went to every single game, home and away, that he ever played. Now, he didn't talk to me for the last few years of it, but that was a Sun-Times issue, not a Brian Urlacher issue. It was an issue he had with the paper, and I was a representative of it. At any rate, I should have, you know, done some things to stop some
of the
publication
stories. What did you do to him? What did you do to Brian Urlacher?
But it's I think I was actually at every game he played. And it's hard for me to not say Hall of Fame. I can't imagine him not being a Hall of Famer. And I can't imagine, knowing the guys that are in that room, that they wouldn't vote for him. You know, do I think he's a hair below Ray Lewis? That is a different question and not the one that's being asked here. I don't think it should matter
right.
If two guys come up at the same time, which guy was better or whatever it might be. I think that it just comes down to Hall of Fame or not. And if I'm in the room, I'm voting Hall of Fame, and I think the majority of those guys will too, and I think Brian Urlacher gets in.
Couldn't stop writing about Paris Hilton, huh?
No, that was another issue.
Right? It was a different issue with a different woman that was made the front page of the Sun-Times, and we found out about it by showing up at Alice Hall. No one had told us.
Yeah, the front of the paper was doing its own stories on Brian Urlacher, and all he saw were the people, the sports guys, so he took it out with the...
Not this year for Urlacher. He's a Hall of Famer. There are a lot of Hall of Famers that don't go in their first year. I don't have Urlacher and Lewis 1A, 1B, just a hair behind. I think he waits a year. If there's a position where multiple players go in from the same position, I think he can be this year, but it's probably going to be wide receiver, Randy Moss and Terrell Owens. So I think Urlacher waits one season.
I think he'll get in next year as well, and Joe, it's for that exact same reason. If Randy Moss and Terrell Owens can't get in on the first vote. Did Moss get in the first vote, or is he going to get in this year? Okay, and T.O. also didn't get in last year whatever reason. I still can't wrap my head around it. So for whatever reason, I think that the voters don't want to put in too many guys at the same position in one year, so Ray Lewis will get in, Urlacher will get in next year.
Will Brian Urlacher be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday? No. Will it take another year? At least another year. He will not get in. No.
You know, the other thing is, though, I'm not disagreeing with you, even though I disagree with you. I think that the voters understand that you got to keep the line moving. And there are a certain number of defensive players that are already up and coming up, and you got to keep the line moving. I think that will play in his favor. But you're probably right. Maybe they will stop him for a year.
It's a great question, and so many of them were so good. In fact, all of them I learned something from, that if I mention one of them, I'm going to leave out all of them. And if I try to mention all of them,
I'll regret that. That's a Hall of Famer.
That's right there. That's
Canadian
the
Hall of Fame. What is your favorite prop bet for this year's Super Bowl?
I've been going over this, and there's a ton of them. I mean, I really do.
900 plus.
But I'm saying there's a lot that I like. There's a lot of prop bets that I really like. But if I had to pick just one, if you said no, there's only one bet you got to pick, I would say it's Al Michaels mentioning the line, and Al Michaels, whatever the Al Michaels.
It was over.
It was a bunch of
one and a half, right?
I would be on those Al Michaels bets.
Over under was 1.5, Joe, on that?
1.5. Al Michaels. Here's the thing about Al Michaels. He mentions gambling as often enough for me to believe that he might throw a few punts down and gamble a little bit, okay? And if that is the case, and I think we all believe that's the case, then he knows what it's like to be the poor guy trying to cash a ticket, and he will throw you a bone. He will throw you a bone, and he will give you two mentions of the line. because he's been there and done that.
There you go.
And he wants to be your friend. He will identify with all the gamblers, and he will say, you know what, I'll give you this one.
Here's the Will L. Michaels refer to the point spread on the game. Yes is a +110, so you're getting value there too. You lay the no, it's -150.
I'm not
over under. If he just does it once, you're cashing
you
+110.
I am a yes. The other one that jumps out at me, and I don't know, can I say two or should I stop here, Dustin? I don't know what the rules are.
I'm your dance floor.
The other one that really jumps out at me is mentioning the weather, because it's going to be, we know, 72 degrees in the building. But right now, what is the weather in Minnesota? It's freezing. And all I hear, there's a story in USA Today about ice fishing. And all anyone is talking about. Yeah. So at some point, somebody is going to be like, well, it's very cold outside. In fact, the temperature, but here it's 72. You're going to hear something like that. I'm telling you.
It's -200 over one reference to the weather. How many times will the temperature outside the stadium be mentioned during the broadcast, as during the game, over one, -200? You got to lay 2-1 to get that.
But I think it's a winner.
Yeah.
Yep. Those would be, I just think if it's not what I like and what I think is going to happen. And, you know, I could go all day, and Dustin doesn't want me to, but I think, you know, LeGarrette Blount, 28 yards over under. LeGarrette Blount has gotten 20 yards or under in 7 straight games and hasn't been over in the playoffs.
Yep. The sharps are all over the unders on Blount.
There you go. And I think that's a big discrepancy. So I would say that those would be the three I'd look at.
Okay. And thanks to our guy, Jimmy Shapiro, for providing all this information. And the one that jumped off the page when he sent this yesterday, 2 days ago, you know me, Mr. Contrarian. You know, there's Danny Big Play Amendola, then there's Brian Contrarian Hanley. the fact of the matter is that even though I picked the Patriots to win, right, and but not by a few points, but by a touchdown or so, Danny Amendola, Big Play, the over-under on his receiving yards is what, 47.5, 48 yards? 8%. 8% say under of the bets laid so far. 92% are going over, and I believe that number is now up to about 51, 52. So write this down. Under receiving yards for Danny Big Play Amendola, and you'll thank me on Monday.
I have an issue. I don't know how I'm going to narrow this down. The list is so long of the props that I really like. Mully, to add on your point, a little inside information. Heard Brent Musburger say this, that Al Michaels' spotter, he calls him every Sunday to get the latest line to give to Al for the broadcast.
He calls Brent?
His spotter calls Brent to get the latest line.
So he can have it during the game.
He can have it for the broadcast.
That's great. That's inside info right there.
Yeah, big time. Here's what I'm going to narrow it down to. I'm going to go right before the game. I'm going to go to Pink. National anthem. No, Dustin, it's not about the time, not about the over or under. She's from Philly. She's going to show up like a green-haired goddess, and that pays 4-1. Green
really?
Hair, Pink.
I like it.
Wow.
That is the most Joe Ostrowski thing I've
that
ever
is.
Heard.
Here's
in
the
my
question,
life.
On
Joe,
a degenerate level, that is just
that's
like that's Hall of Fame.
Here's
a
question, Joe.
That's a
if
real
you
good
cash
one.
It, if it is green,
yeah.
How quickly can you right? You, like, how will it pay immediately, or does it not pay till the
does
game
it go
goes
into your
final?
Account right away? Or?
I think you have to look at the spot. The books in Vegas. I know they pay them right away because they want them. Want
no,
people
I'm
to invest.
Saying, can I reinvest right. immediately?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you'd have to check with whatever site you use.
Gotcha.
A lot of good prop bets. Very fun to check these out all throughout the week. But there's one in particular that I think will pay out if all goes to plan and the Eagles get stymied like I think they will. Eagles touchdowns versus Joel Embiid blocks tomorrow night versus the Indianapolis Pacers.
Wow.
Joel Embiid is averaging 4 blocks per game. I don't think the Eagles are scoring 4 touchdowns. There you go.
Nice.
See, that's a good one. Like, that's some good research. That's one where they're trying to get Philadelphia Eagles fans involved,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Or Patriot
yeah.
fans. So you
yeah.
choose a 7. That's good by Kevin. I like that. You know, again, there's so many. If I could only make one.
Well, that's not the case.
Of course not. It's America. you know, the over under is 6.5 prop bets for me.
What's the over? Right? Yeah,
over under 6.5 prop bets.
I can't believe Kevin didn't do Trump tweets.
Oh, boy.
I stick it's to out sports
there.
On this show.
It's out there, yeah.
I really like over 3.5 field goals made total. Any combination, 3 for the Eagles, 1 for the Bears. Mm. I really like that. Also goes along with my score of 30-10. But based on the 30-10 number, listen to this. If you do like the Eagle, the Patriots to blow out, meaning by 20, we'll just go 2 touchdowns, okay, 14.5 is plus 375. Minus 17.5 is plus 550. Ooh. And if you really think it could go bigger than my prediction of a 20-point game, 21.5 plus 800. Okay. The other one, over Chris Hogan, 2.5 catches. Over Hogan, 2.5 catches.
They're all good. All of these. We should be there right now.
I know. We should be in line in the sports book waiting
remember
for
when
to
we
open.
Had, remember when we had like a Giants tight end like over under 1.5 catches and he caught 2 on the first drive? And we were all jumping around.
Yeah. No, I remember about that. You guys were jumping up and down. Like,
and
what
you were getting a bucket of beers.
Yeah, I was getting the beer for you everyone and beer. I missed out. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't know. No one shared that information with me.
No. We shared it.
Yeah,
That was at the we were at the long tables at the Mandalay Bay.
And they were, and so I'm like,
beautiful day at the Mandalay
Bay. Dealing, I was like making sure everyone was hydrated, and you guys are cashing tickets.
We're going to talk to Doug Flutie next. Doug Flutie, the former Bears quarterback, will join us next. It's Mully and Hanley. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.